everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller. Made in America and made to last.
Welcome back. Follow through gains developed throughout the livestock markets today with lean hog trade leading the complex higher. Cattle markets moderate at best, but firmness in the market is a positive change following sharp early week pressure. Corn prices, though, were higher today in light trade. May corn futures about 6 cents higher. Stock markets higher, too, in light trade. The Dow Jones is 236 points higher. NASDAQ up 40 points. In live cattle, firm buyer support was seen across the complex, with traders looking for additional buyer activity during the last couple of hours of trade. Following sharp losses Monday, futures regained market support today and the potential to regain the momentum seen last week. Even though some uncertainty seems to be seen in the boxed beef values over the last couple of days, there's still strong consumer support developing in the cattle market as traders look to move back into both nearby and deferred contracts. Cash cattle markets, though, remain inactive, with bids and asking prices both undeveloped and poorly defined. In feeder cattle, futures turned mixed today after holding firm gains throughout the entire morning. The inability to draw additional buyer support at midday created some underlying concerns. May futures, though, the only contract today, holding losses with all other futures, trading 50 to 90 cents higher. This may spark some additional buyer support throughout the rest of the complex. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today, with corn and soybeans unable to attract follow-through buying on the heels of Monday's bounce. And corn prices were held to an inside day lower, though a little buying began to creep into the market once trading got underway in Europe. Soybeans were lower, though, on profit-taking after Monday's tick to new April highs. Futures started to pare losses, though, while keeping to an inside day. And finally, wheat was mixed. Soft red winter wheat futures tested contract lows in the May at $4 overnight, while other markets held to inside days. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.